Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. And very excited about having our good buddy Skip Miller back on the show. William Skip Miller is a longtime, almost more than a dozen year member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the president of M3 Learning, the author of Proactive Selling and Proactive Sales Management, among other books. And he's the guy who's going to help us get our new year kicked off in the right way. Skip Miller, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks.
Good to have you back. So last time you were here, you were trying to help us get our, wrap up our the end of our year. I think it was back in August or something, September. You were talking about, you know, helping us get 2013 wrapped up so we can get 2014 start off with a bang. So we're over the hump. We got, whatever 2013 is going to be, it's going to be. And now we need to make sure we get 2014 going. So how do we start that?
Well, the first thing is, remember, the strongest tree out there, right? The biggest, strongest tree is the oak tree.
Right.
So that acronym, OAK, is going to serve us well to do three things starting in 14. And the first thing by far is to organize. Jim, I just came back from a planning seminar last week, and there must have been 30 small business owners there, and 20 of them, you know, don't have their customer database in Excel, let alone in some sort of, you know, CRM like, you know, Acton or Infusionsoft or whatever, right?
What is this, 1950 or something for them?
Your customers are one of the best vocal words for you that you can possibly have.
Yeah.
So, you know, spend the holidays and get your customer database loaded, organized by, you know, title, by customer.
Who wants brown? Who wants blue? Who likes 13s? Who likes 7s? Who likes it in January? Who likes it in February? By now, you should be slicing and dicing this every 16 ways from Sunday.
And take it a step farther, right? You can go on LinkedIn and create your own user group. You can go on Facebook. And, you know, if you're B2C, business to consumer, you should be really tapping in the Facebook and Twitter world. If
yep.
you're B2B, LinkedIn is probably the most powerful if you're selling to businesses, right? B2B.
Mm-hmm.
Create your own user group, your own chat group, your own log into professional groups that you'd be associated with by city, by vet, by type of business. So our first letter, Jim, by far, is get organized, because it's just amazing how I got to get that done isn't going to cut it starting January 1, because you want to start prospecting January 1.
Well, and here's, I'm going to add another layer of, another degree of execution to all that. I start to say difficulty. It will be a little extra work. And that is, you've got two sources of prospects. You got your customer list, a future business, let's call it, two sources of future business. You got your current customer list and prospects that you've acquired in the marketplace, and you got the online stuff, the social media stuff, right?
Yeah.
I'm telling people, do not count on whoever you've acquired, whoever you've connected with in the online platforms, migrate their information over to a platform you can control. Because, Skip, I'm with you on tweeting, I'm with you on Facebook, I'm with you on LinkedIn, I'm with you on Google Plus, all that. I definitely think people should be doing those things, but I don't trust those platforms. They're not on your side, and I would use them, but whoever I knew there, I would make sure if that platform fell off the face of the earth or changed the rules, I wouldn't lose those communities. What do you think?
Very much so. I mean, the software as a service world, SaaS world, is very popular, and there's a lot of advantages to it. You know, if you've got two or three locations, you know, you don't have to worry about keeping everything up to speed, up with maintenance. So SaaS world, the software as a service where you pay, you know, $200 a month, or, you know, Constant Contact's a classic one, Infusionsoft's a classic one. So those are really good things, but that doesn't say, you know, the data, your own data, shouldn't be spun off and kept on some sort of computer that's in your house.
I would move it around. I mean, I'd make sure that, I mean, of course, if you've got the ones you're paying for, you should feel pretty solid about them. The ones I'm worried about are the social media platforms who change the rules. You've got communities there and they're hanging out with you, but then all of a sudden those guys change the rules and it ticks off your users and they just go away forever.
Without a doubt. I mean,
those are the ones I'm worried about.
Yeah, again, you know, be careful when something's free.
That's exactly right. All right, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about some more ways to get 2014 kicked off in the right way with our good friend Skip Miller. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.